You're listening to SBS News.
Over 419,000 fans poured through the gates of Albert Park as the Formula One returned to Melbourne.
And it's lights out and away we go.
The 2020 race was cancelled at the 11th hour as the severity of the COVID pandemic in Australia was beginning to be realised. With the four-day event finally given the green light, fans were out in force, setting the biggest attendance tally over the 4 days since the event moved to Melbourne and smashing the attendance benchmark of the 2021 Formula One season. Australian Grand Prix Corporation Chief Executive Andrew Westacott says its success is a win for the whole state.
Given that some 760 days ago we had a really sad morning on Friday the 13th of March 2020, we had a joyous weekend culminating with the biggest crowd we've had across 4 days in the history of the event dating back to 1996.
Melbourne has the contract to hold the F1 until 2025, with talks underway to extend the deal. The cost of the event has drawn criticism over the years, with this year's race costing Victorian taxpayers $56.65 million. But Victorian Acting Premier James Molino says in terms of tourism exposure, it's value for money.
It's the images of Melbourne that are broadcast to hundreds and hundreds of millions of people worldwide. It is a great advertisement for our state and for our city, and it brings economic dividends.
It comes as foot traffic in the city edges closer to pre-pandemic levels, thanks to the now expired Midweek Melbourne Money Scheme that had been offering 25% rebates on meals and drinks in CBD restaurants. There are estimates about $30 million has been funnelled into CBD businesses over the past 5 weeks. Paul Guerra of the Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry says the weekend Formula One broadcast was important to show the world that despite hosting the pandemic's longest lockdowns, Melbourne is getting back to normal.
What it means in economic terms for the state has just been brilliant, but more importantly, what it means reputationally for Melbourne, for Victoria, money can't buy. The eyes of the world were on Melbourne. It's very clear now that Melbourne, Victoria is open for business.
The Australian Grand Prix Corporation says in light of the event's success, it will push for the Melbourne race to be reinstated as the Formula One season opener. Abby Dinham, SBS News.